Okay, well, this is it. We're right, number one, not only are we right in the middle of April, like April 14th, and then tomorrow is April 15th, so we're smack dab in the middle of April. It was supposed to be my turnaround month. You know, I was supposed to have a couple of good news. Well, except that I am preparing to go home on my birthday, because thankfully, the CDC gave in to our fight to get cruising back in the U.S., thankfully. So, despite the fact that I'm going home, I'm supposed to have good news so I could get my confidence back up. I mean, because we had a crappy year, and then this year didn't start too hot because I had to go to a funeral, then I had COVID, and now I'm still in the recovery phase, so pre-clinic COVID has been crazy. Or should I say post-COVID clinic has been crazy. I got two appointments back-to-back in May, which I just realized when I was looking at the diagnosis for that I had PTSD. Thankfully, the third appointment that I have with the chest X-ray, and I could do that anytime, thankfully. Thankfully. But today is D-Day. Today is the final dose of the infamous Pfizer vaccine. Now, my body is like almost like getting nervous for it, because I read a lot of people have been getting sick more from the second, the last dose than from the first dose. Because if you remember when I did the episode from the first dose, all I had was arm pain, a little bit of tiredness, and a couple of headaches, but that's about it. So sometimes the other doses is worse. Some people said that they have fever, very high fever, and you know, same symptoms that I have during the first shot. But we shall see. So, of course, I got to do the questions again. Then I got to go to another table. And then I got to, after I do the shot, I'll have to wait 15 minutes. Hopefully this time, and I got my charger, like the one that I had in the trip, but I didn't have to use it, thank God. I'm going to bring my charger with me so I could do the video. See if I could do the video of me taking the last shot. I wanted to film it taking the last shot, but as you know, with all that anxiety and everything with that, with being late the first time, I turned the phone on in the highway and the phone shut off and the battery died out. I was like, already? But the phone be charged all night. All night. So I got a remedy for that. Gonna have my charger with me so they could charge my phone. My writers picked me up at 10 minutes to 3. So they said as long as I'm there, as long as I'm making an appointment, it's good. I'm good. I have to take my shot record with me so they can finally stamp it and all that good stuff. So, once again, I will be doing the how I'm feeling after the second shot on this very program and give you my reactions on how I'm feeling for the next few days. So, other than that, it's all good. It's all good. So, part of my homegoing for my birthday is all set. And then I just have to make arrangement for the part two of the homecoming for my birthday. And then I'm going to try the Royal on the 15th. So, you know, I got plenty of time. I still got plenty of time to pay for my class in May. I got to pay by May 15th. So I got plenty of time. I'm in good shape. So, yeah. So things are looking good. Very good. I got some food. I just wish I could buy some stamps. Now, the cuckoos on for next year I guess I tried to, I tried to get my deposit in for the group cruise, but the person did say, now he has a very busy YouTube channel. He does cruise news and he does updates on his channel about cruises. And now he's also a travel agent too, but he does group cruises for his fans. And his name is Sal, and he was so busy yesterday. I told him, like, I could get you my payment for the deposit of the cruise, and $200. So it's like $200 for, I think, couple of months or something like that, or a couple of other days, because the cruise is not until the 2022 next year. And so I was like, kind of ready for the next payment. See, it's hard for me to keep money. You know, when I have to, you know, it's like if I want to see deals, I want to take it. And if I had to hold money, I was like, oh, man, come on now. Take it. Don't you want to take it? So he said that he was going to put it in for the deposit last night. Didn't happen. I was like, okay. I knew he was very busy, but man. Oh. Yipes. See, this is why I don't like either auto pay or, you know, having to wait to pay somebody. Because once I had the money, I like to pay somebody once I had the money. Because it's very hard, you know, when I have to pay somebody and I don't have the money. That's why I don't like auto pay. And so I also do, I'm the king when it comes to layaway. You know, I pay over time. Like, especially that's how I got to go on a couple of cruises. I pay over time. Now, I had to pay over time on my own pocket, but I tried this credit program Lyft. I can never qualify for it. I mean, or Uplift, I should say. I can never qualify it. Every time I try to sign up, they it's always a rejection, always a rejection, always a rejection. I hate that. I hate that. So, but otherwise, anyway, so I'm hoping that I could get this done today, because there's other things that I wanted to do. You know, I gotta buy stamps, and maybe there might be another investment that I might want to put to do, but I can't do it when, you know, I'm waiting to pay somebody else. Or somebody else to take my money. So, take my deposit. Come on, I want to go on that cruise. And then next year is the Carnival 50th anniversary. So I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of Carnival 50th anniversary. I'm the king of Carnival. Come on now, come on.